Exclusive: Republican candidate Jesse Jensen slams Democrat Kim Schreier's corruption, voting record. By Jacob Bliss on March 21, 2022. Republican Jesse Jensen, a former Army Ranger and president of Task Force ARCO looking to unseat Representative Kim Schreier, DWE, in the midterms, slammed her corruption and her voting record in Congress during his appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday this past weekend. Jensen said he is in the race fighting for every single man, woman, and child in the congressional district because he will not be a rubber stamp for anyone, including his own party, adding that he is tired of Schreier's corruption. "I'm going to fight for every single man, woman, and child in the 8th congressional district. And I'm not going to be a rubber stamp for my party or for anyone." Kim Schreier has a 100% voting record with Nancy Pelosi. She's not met a tax increase or spending increase that she doesn't like. This is not the first time Jensen has taken aim at the Democrat for being a rubber stamp for President Joe Biden. Breitbart Middle. Jesse Jensen, March 19, 2022. He added that his Democrat opponent went to D.C., became an insider, and then she became an insider trader. He explained that Schreier, who sits on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, where she can get information about the tech sector, didn't know that her husband was trading millions of dollars in tech stocks and failed to disclose them. The congresswoman not only claims she didn't know her husband traded up to $1 million in Apple, which she technically has jurisdiction over in Congress, being on the Energy and Commerce Committee, but she also did not disclose investments within 30 to 45 days. In fact, due to her actions, a nonpartisan ethics watchdog, Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, FACT, filed a complaint with the Office of Congressional Ethics, OCE, demanding an investigation into her stock transactions for allegedly violating the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, Stock, Act of 2012. FACT emphasized that she sits on the committee with jurisdiction over the sector in which stocks were traded from her joint bank account. "She's this elitist insider, and it's an outsider election year. We almost won last time against her. We got 48.2% in this district," Jensen claimed, stating that she spent 6 times the amount his campaign did in the last election cycle, when he nearly unseated her. During Jensen's conversation with Breitbart News Saturday, he also spoke about his being embarrassed by the government after Biden botched the withdrawal from Afghanistan, where 13 service members were killed and thousands of Americans and American allies were left in the country. After seeing Biden's terrible job with Afghanistan, he co-founded Task Force ARCO. The task force is a volunteer organization established to help bring home American citizens stranded in Afghanistan, as well as legal permanent residents, LPRs, people who helped the U.S. during the time service members were in the country, along with their families. Jensen helped raise $7 million for Task Force ARCO, even as he was running for Congress. He explained that since the organization's start, they have been able to charter 5 flights, which rescued 2,600 Afghan allies and more than 61 American citizens. He noted that this was in spite of the State Department really trying to block us at every single turn. The former Army Ranger stated that while all of this has happened, it is important to know that elections have consequences. "We brought this on ourselves, and we need to stand up and be counted in 2022. And again in 2024. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.